Toi dal asma sifat, I've got 5 categories. Number 1, the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only give the way he or his prophet has described him. You cannot give your own description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, you cannot give names to Allah except what Allah and his prophet have given him. You cannot say Allah is Al-Ghadib. The Quran says Allah gets angry, but you cannot say the angry one, because the prophet and Allah never gave that name to him. You cannot give the attributes of the creation of Allah to Allah. You cannot say he repented, like the Bible says God repented. That's the quality of his creation. Allah cannot repent. You cannot give the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. You cannot say, I know a person who is absolutely eternal, no beginning, no end. That is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot give the name of Allah to any of his creation. You cannot call anyone Ar-Rahim. If you have to call, you have to add Abd before it. Abdul Rahim, Abdullah. In brief, this is Tawhid al-Asma wa Sifat. And Tawhid al-Ibadah means that besides believing in Allah, you only worship him and no one else. If you believe in the first two categories of Tawhid, Tawhid al-Rububiyah, Tawhid al-Asma wa Sifat, at the same time you worship somebody else, you're breaking the third rule of Tawhid al-Ibadah.